right, Ms. Kasky, you still with me?
I'm here.
Okay, he's not picking up for me. So you said that the technician's right there, is there right now, trying to do the installation.
Mm-hmm.
What's going on? Maybe I can help you.
Well, basically what he's told me is that I need to get a new phone, and that Larry had told me that I wouldn't need to have the phone service with you. I wouldn't have to pay for it because it was included, or because I had a Wi-Fi phone already. I have all my service with Spectrum, and I'm really trying to make the adjustment to this, but it's just getting so complicated. I'm going to have to get a new email. And I want to keep my landline. So the gentleman said, you know, it takes like 5 days to get Spectrum to do it, but I need to buy a new phone. So I just wanted to talk to him about the fact that that would be another $25 or $26, I think, to my bill that we
yes.
hadn't planned on. So
yes,
it's becoming a struggle, and it's just not it's not easy for me.
Okay, I completely understand. So because I have your account up, would you be able to verify your address for me, please?
Yeah, sure. 15 Birchwood Drive West, Saugerties.
Thank you. And your email address?
CATHIE@HVC.RR.com.
Okay, perfect. Thank you so much for verifying that information. So right now, I have your account open. I don't see that you are set up for phone.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's, he said I didn't need to, but after talking to Eduardo at great length here, I would have to have that part of your plan, and that was not what my intent was. So it's just getting a little, like I said, and I have a phone, so he's going to do the phone hookup behind my couch, mm-hmm. where he's putting the modem and the router, so I have to go buy new phones because I only have one handset. So it's just
okay. So would you like to continue with just our internet and stay with the landline with your current provider?
Well, it's Spectrum, and I'm sure after I unbundle everything, it's going to cost me a lot of money.
Yeah.
I don't know for a fact because I haven't unbundled. At the moment, I have my internet and my phone and my Wi-Fi
mm-hmm.
with them. So, and he had suggested that I keep everything until I made the transition over, but
yes.
So I guess okay. I just wanted to pick his brain because I really hadn't planned on spending another $26 a month for a phone.
Yes, I completely understand. So yes, because let me see. I see that you signed up for the, let me just make sure, the two gig internet speed.
Yes, for $69.99.
Yes. So, yes, the I don't know why he told you that the phone will be included, because the phone is not included unless there's something different.
Well,
that...
he didn't really say the phone was included. He said since I have Wi-Fi calling already with Spectrum, I wouldn't need to have your service, but that's not what Eduardo told me.
Yes, no. If you're going to keep your landline, if you want to do it with us, you know, because I understand what you're saying. Spectrum is probably going to charge you too much if you stay with their
right.
landline. But yes,
right.
unfortunately, yeah, for that, for our service, for the landline, it would be the $24.99 extra on top of the $69.99.
Right.
And
well,
if you're not able to use the phone that you currently have, yeah, I do understand. It will be, because
all of that is provided
by them.
Yes, I've had my internet, my Wi-Fi, and my phone, or my cable, excuse me. I have my internet, my cable, and my phone bundled with them. And I was trying to make the transition to the Archtop and save myself some money, but it's ballooning into something that's just not going to work for me. I mean, it's just...
Okay.
So he insisted that he would help me with this, and I was hoping maybe he would make a deal with me or something with the phone service, but it's just, I mean, he's going to have to come back again because I guess it takes like 5 days to get the phone switched over from Spectrum to Archtop. And mm-hmm. yeah, so.
Yes.
What can I say?
So I know because you have the technician over there right now. It's up to you if you want to continue and let him do the internet install, or if you want to, you know, let me know if you want to stop him, and then I'll. But we want to get in contact with Larry because I want to know what Larry, you know, is planning to do.
Well, I mean, he's drilled a hole through my living room wall already because he said that was the only place where he could do a hookup, and I'm not happy with that because if I move first, I'm going to have a modem and a router and a phone thing in the middle of my wall. So that was not what I had been planning on. So I don't know. This is really...
I understand. I completely understand. So let me see if I can get in contact with him again.
Okay.
Yes, I don't know why he's not picking up. He probably is busy.
Well, I know. He said he hadn't set up his voicemail because I called him maybe a week ago or so, and I called, and I think I talked to Diane, and she just got a hold of him, and he called me back, which was fine.
Mm-hmm.
So I wasn't actually expecting to have him pick up, but it said that I couldn't, you know, there was no connection. So that's why I called you instead.
Okay. All right. So I'm going to keep trying him then. And so he didn't let and see how I can get a message to him, maybe through his supervisor, so he can give you a call back. The best number to contact you is the one we have on file, the 845-246-8922.
As long as Edward has, yes, it's working. Here,
okay.
I also have the one.
All right. I'm sorry. I also have the one that you're calling us from. Is that a better number to contact you back?
It doesn't really matter at this point. I've got my cell phone right here next to me. I spent my entire adult life answering phones, so I'm not the cell phone, but given the circumstances, it's right here. So either one of the phone numbers will be fine.
Okay. All right. So I'm going to keep trying so he can give you a call back and assist you with this. So right now, my part, is there anything else I can assist you with today?
No. If he doesn't call me back within, what, like an hour, should I call you back again?
Yes. Yes, definitely. Give us a call back.
Okay. All right. Thank you again.
Oh, thank you so much for calling our staff fiber. You have a great afternoon.
Thank you. Bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye.